It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It's a special Friday edition of the Drive Brouhaha. I heard Linda's here along with, of course, Mark Carpenter.
Cheers.
And our dear friend, Vinny Chalurzo from Russian River.
Hello.
Good to see you, bud.
How are you?
I got a text message from your wife an hour ago, Natalie, saying, Steve, I'm too sick to come in, so Vinny's coming in. Yeah. Is she okay?
I was listening to you on the computer, and I said, yeah, they said Natalie, and I said, yeah, Steve's going to be disappointed when I show up. I'm not nearly as good looking as my wife.
Yeah, exactly. Let's call a spade a spade. Mike said, Vinny's coming in instead of Natalie, and I went, oh, bummer.
Oh, we're happy. But he brought the
and beer. I love Vinny, but, you know, come on. Herlinda, introduce your father. He's been with us before. This guy is something.
Yeah, you two would be kindred spirits with the world of old music there. As my father, Aloy Haras, 23-year Navy veteran out of Amarillo, Texas, and he's still doing all kinds of good deeds for the veterans, and including, like, the 21-gun salutes for when the soldiers' funerals and veterans' funerals, and he greets the soldiers coming in on the plane who haven't made it, things like that. But what he does that's really fun here, what I get to have fun with him, he restores vintage radios.
That is so cool.
Equipment and, yeah, everything.
I can't even imagine.
Oh, yeah. You'd love it. He could do, like, amps and stuff. But Steve's
do you
a
have
musician.
A website, sir, that I can
yes,
look
I
at?
I got Facebook.
A Facebook, yeah. So I could see some of these radios from the past that you restore.
Yes, it's called the Texas Panhandle Vintage Electronic Society.
Whoa. Just that's a head full.
Yeah.
So, and you live in Amarillo.
Yes, sir.
Where did you grow up? And
I grew up in Alice, Texas, a little town right off near Corpus Christi, Jim Wells County.
I know that place because I lived in Austin for 6 years. We had a band that traveled around Texas, and we played Corpus Christi.
Yes.
I think we even played some club in Alice at some point. But
I'm 75 years old. I'm still kicking.
Yeah, you are. You don't look 75. Does he look? He doesn't look 75. I look 75.
Yeah, check this out. Mark and my dad are 6 months apart.
Actually. August 13th to December 13th.
Yeah. And you look pretty good.
You too, buddy.
Let's toast to that.
Yeah, you know, drink to that.
They were drinking together the other night. We all met up for some beers. It was fun.
Let me tell you what happened to me here in San Francisco. My first ship was a minesweeper, and I came ashore, and I couldn't drink. I was on my way to Vietnam, but I couldn't drink.
Why?
I was underage.
Oh. Yeah, well, okay, it's never stopped us.
I was on the way back to my ship. I saw my buddies was drunk. He said, come with me. Let's go back to the ship. He didn't want to go. And he said, I tell you what, I'll go back with you if you have a drink with me. And I said, well, okay. So went to the first bar, got a beer, and whipped it down. I said, let's go. And he went with me. And I said, let's stay away from the shore patrol. They're all over the place. We went through the alleys, came around to the colonel, and there was a couple of shore patrols there, one Marine. And they said, looked at my ID card, and the other guy was drunk. And he asked me, you been drinking? And I said, no, sir. And my buddy said, oh, yes, he's been drinking. shut up, man. put my hands up on the wall.
They put you in the brig?
Yes, they did. They searched my pea coat, and I had my bosun mate knife, a big old knife like that. You know, it's being in there, you got to carry your knife around.
National radio.
But it's, all right, call the paddy wagon, put me in there.
Wow.
The Marines took me to the brig, and they threw me in there with this drunk Marine in there. He was doing it. He was I don't know what tribe he was in. And then he was doing his war dance in there. And I thought, look, I'm brown. You know, I'm your brother, you know. I don't care. Anyway, the next day they
picked me up. Ignore your daughter. She keeps saying, shut up, Dad. But, you know.
The next day they picked me up. My ship did.
Yeah.
I got on board the minesweeper and took off. We'd been past the Golden Gate out to the breakers. And I said to myself, man, they didn't. I got away with it. And they said, hey, the XO wants to see you. So I went up to the XO, and he had the paperwork there, and he says, last night you did a meritorious thing. Your buddy Joe over here told us that you were trying to bring him back.
Yeah.
But, you know, the rules are the rules. We're going to have to punish you. And that's part of it is, you know. That was drinking underage. So my punishment was I was not going to go to port, the next two ports. I was going to stay aboard the ship. And I said, a story.
It could be a lot worse.
But
Vinny, tell us your story that relates to that. I mean, can you top that? That's a hell of a story, Vinny.
I was going to say, his story reminds me of the story Billy Budd, where they wound up hanging the guy who was innocent.
You know? That's a great movie.
It's not a matter of justice. It's a matter of the law.
Sir, you should write. Are you thinking of writing a book? Yeah, the story.
You got to see the stuff that I did. I've never got caught, though.
But well, it's too late now, right? Can write the book.
Most guys have stripes, and they're red. Mine are gold. It means I never got caught.
All right, Vinny, top that.
All I can say is I was homebrewing before I was 21. So I beat the system.
Oh, yeah, you're lucky you didn't go to jail.
Yeah. Of course, I grew up in a winery, so
that's right.
I had fermentation in my blood.
All right, we got to talk about this resilience IPA and Herlinda. Here she is. Herlinda, explain this, and Vinny. Well, let's start with Vinny. It's called Resilience IPA.
So we are drinking. What we have in front of us is our version of Resilience IPA. This is a fundraiser beer that Sierra Nevada put it together, very similar to what we did last year with Sonoma Pride, with our fires. And you know, I always say it's unfortunate that we had to do that fundraiser. It's unfortunate that you know Ken had to pull this together, but Ken's take at the owner of Sierra Nevada has.
Right.
Taken a page out of our book and what we did, and did it 1,000 times bigger. This 2 days into the fires in Butte County, we were chatting with Ken, and then the next day we actually saw his family. Ken and his wife had evacuated their house. One of Ken's daughters and her family had to evacuate. So in the end, none of them lost their houses. But, you know, Sierra Nevada is a big deal, and Chico is we all know.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge employer these days.
Yeah. And, you know, Sierra Nevada had like 50 employees that were affected, lost their houses.
Yeah, I remember we talked about that a year ago.
It's incredible. And so Ken reached out and started asking us questions how we – put the Sonoma Pride together, and you know, we gave them some numbers, and we had 60, 70 breweries, and then maybe another 30, 40 that donated. So we had maybe 100 breweries. Ken originally thought, well, you know, make 200 breweries the goal. When he announced it, he had 200 breweries within minutes. So then he went to 500 breweries.
Wow.
And then, well, it goes 750, 1,000. I just texted him to get the exact number. They're at 1,481 breweries. There's only
around the world. Right?
Around the world, exactly.
Oh my God!
There's breweries in England, in New Zealand, all over the world. I mean, if you think about it, and it's 15,000 barrels is about what's going to be brewed.
That's amazing.
That's just under what we brewed last year at Russian River. So, but if you think about it, you know, no small brewery would be in business if it weren't for Anchor Brewing. Sierra Nevada, you know, these are the cornerstones of the industry. And
say thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
So
he's
you know,
right.
When
I'm not going to argue with
him. No, I know.
When we talked to Ken, you know, I just said every brewery will jump in.
Yeah.
So they're going to want to help not only because it's the right thing to do, but because of everything that you've given to this industry, and everyone's going to want to give back, and that's exactly what's happened.
So this is all amazing. About Butte County.
Yes, this is 100. All the money is going to the fires,
the campfires
up there, the campfire, exactly.
But this never would have happened without if Vinny hadn't done this when we had our local fires. That's what was really the motivating factor, and their fires got nationwide coverage on television. much more than ours did, and so this thing has just grown.
Yeah, although people around the world, when we had our fires in Sonoma County, were messaging me and Facebooking me, Poland and Lithuania, are you okay? Are you guys okay? Is your house okay? Hey, so Ken Grossman, Sierra Nevada, provided either like hops or grain or something that went towards the recipes also. Am I correct?
So not directly, but it was the same thing when we did the Sonoma Pride fundraiser. We had a couple of the malt companies, Brewer Supply Group, which represents RAR, and Country Malt Group, which represents Great Western Malting. They both donated all the malt for everyone that made Sonoma Pride. And then some hop companies jumped in. Same thing with Resilience IPA for Sierra Nevada. Ken was able to get every malt company, every hop company has jumped in. So different, what they did different than what we did for Sonoma Pride was Ken had someone at Sierra write a recipe. They sent that recipe out, and most breweries followed that recipe and brewed that recipe.
Right, yeah.
Us being the rebel that we are, we brewed something different because I had a recipe in mind that I wanted to do already.
Yeah.
So
now is the Russian River the only place to get the Resilience IPA
for here? Resilience IPA that Russian River made, the only places that we have it is at our two brew pubs downtown and up in Windsor. We're not distributing it. The idea is that we are donating 100% of everything, and not just the proceeds. It's everything. And so we'll end up writing the check for about $25,000 to Sierra's nonprofit.
That's terrific.
Ken's original goal was like $2 million, and then it was five and seven, and they're probably going to raise somewhere between $10 and $15 million through the Resilience IPA. It's an incredible feat. And we Natalie and I went up and volunteered up there on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Sierra opened up their doors, cooked an amazing Thanksgiving meal to hundreds of folks who are affected, lost their house.
You, and, the man and the woman.
It was unfortunate. It was that look that we saw on everyone's face here a year before. That
haunted
was,
look.
Yeah, it was just that haunted look and that sad look.
Oh,
and,
no, it's not easy. But you did it, you and Natalie, and God bless you.
I think Mark would appreciate, too. Do you remember Ken's old 10-barrel brew house?
Oh, yeah.
The original one?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Ken got that back from Mad River Brewery up in Humboldt County. So he took that, lopped the top off of it, took a cage from a torpedo, so basically what they dry hop in, and he boiled and made 1,500 pounds of mashed potatoes in the old 10-barrel brew house.
That's great.
That's brilliant.
That's great.
There's other breweries in Sonoma County, too, that I do want to say I make the rounds. You can go to Cooperage and some other places as well to get Resilience, Hen House, et cetera, are also doing them as well.
And it's a good opportunity for beer drinkers and beer lovers to get out. And as Vinny said, many of these use the same recipe. And if they use the same recipe, they're going to come out with a lot of different flavors in the beer. It's a good example to see how different the same recipe can be from brewery to brewery.
And speaking of...
All right. And on the line, our friend, Herlinda's great friend, who has become a friend of this show. She is the food and drink contributor for Forbes.com. Tara Nuren is back with us. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Tara.
Hi. Hey, everybody. It's fun listening. I heard the end of your dad's story, Herlinda.
Pretty cool,
that was cute. And, Vinny, I just loved listening to you talk about how you and Natalie went up to Sierra on Thanksgiving, because I remember seeing pictures that one of you guys posted, and just, like, the things that the two of you do with your position, it just makes me tear up all the time. So thank you for being as involved in that community as you were in your own.
And Tara wrote an article on Forbes.com that was headlined, Feed Your Spirit and Stomach with These Feel-Good Giving Tuesday Beer, Wine, and Liquor Purchases. Explain that.
Oh, yeah. Well, every year I do a Giving Tuesday roundup of beers and spirits that are either doing a special Giving Tuesday promotion, or just that they're very charitable year-round and donate portions of their proceeds for every bottle sold or every case sold to charity. So that's something that I really enjoy doing. You know, every November, because you're always getting these pitches from PR people, like, what sort of stories are you doing for the holidays? Are you doing gift roundups? I'm like, nope, I'm doing Giving Tuesday. Leave me alone.
Is Giving Tuesday next Tuesday, or was it this past Tuesday?
No, it was the Tuesday after November. But I also just after,
well, I've been asleep for two months.
It's after Black Friday, so there's Black Friday.
And then Giving the Tuesday. Right. That's Giving right. Tuesday. That's
yes.
right.
And that was the day that
after Thanksgiving.
That was the day that Sierra Nevada asked everyone to brew beer. So most breweries brewed on resilience on Giving Tuesday.
I've been off for almost a week. Too. My brain's not radio ready, but I do remember Giving Tuesday. Okay.
Something that I just wrote this week that's very relevant to what you guys are talking about, like immediately relevant, is a story that I wrote for Wine Enthusiast Magazine that just posted on their website this week, where I take a look and showcase 8 beers being brewed around the country that all go to charity as well. So that's like a little bit of an update from the Giving Tuesday story, and it was based off the Resilience Project. And it was nice because I was able to showcase a couple of Sonoma breweries, which I tried to do intentionally. So St. Florian was one, and I talked about how they give a lot of their 5% at least of everything that they generate goes to charity, usually a fire or first responder related charity, but not all. And then have any of you guys, I haven't been, and I guess we'll have to rectify this next time I come, but to Sonoma Springs Brewing.
Yep, I know it.
Yeah, they've been on the show, but I haven't been up there yet.
Okay, well, you got to take me because they've got a beer, and I don't know if I'm going to say it right. It's called Sautile or Sautile Red Ale. And it's a long story. I won't get into it. But
everybody's shaking their head to the negative here.
Nobody knows.
They don't know how to pronounce it either.
But I'll get a hold of them.
So it's actually somebody's last name. So I guess we wouldn't necessarily know how to say it. Basically, Mr. Sautile was a firefighter who a couple years ago coordinated a beer that Sonoma Springs was going to brew for the Sonoma Volunteer Firefighters Association, because when Sonoma Springs was moving into a bigger facility, the building they were moving into caught fire. Do you guys remember that? I'm sure some of your listeners remember. They were in this building with a couple other businesses, and it caught fire, and the firefighters put out the fire, like, is their job, and saved the brewery. They were, like, 2 weeks from opening. So every year they do this. And then they did it with the help of this Mr. Sautile. And then right before they released the first beer, of course, he passed away.
Right.
I only say of course because it's part of the story.
I'll post some of your stories on the Facebook page as well, including the one, the most recent one about the 8 beers. And then you were doing some predictions also for 2019. You've got a captive audience here with Mark Carpenter and Vinny. Ask them some questions.
All right. Well, what do you guys think of my predictions? I put them in no particular order, but the two I wanted to talk to you guys about, and I've written about this a couple times in Forbes, a lot, the proliferation of tap rooms. I mean, now we've got not just brewery tap rooms and not just brewery tap rooms in far-flung parts of the country. Like, Vinny, you opened yours a couple miles away, but, you know, Melvin Brewery, for instance, is in Wyoming, and they're opening a tap room in, I want to say, Iowa, Missouri, somewhere in the Midwest. and then you've got places like White Labs and Admiral Maltings, which sell ingredients for brewers and also have tap rooms open to the public.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see more and more.
Tara Nuren, she is the food and drink contributor for Forbes magazine, Forbes.com. We're short on time. Tara, it's always a pleasure to talk to you and see you. When are you coming back out here?
Anytime you bring me out.
All right.
Send me a ticket. I'll be there.
Maybe let's get you out for SF Beer Week. I'll work on that.
All right, Tara. All right. Happy New Year. Thank you so much.
And I wish you could taste this resilience. It's delicious.
And Mark, quickly tell me what your thoughts are on the resilience that Vinny made.
Well, Vinny's is off the Sierra recipe, but it's fabulous. It's got a lot of when you first poured it, it's got some fabulous hop aroma to it. It's a nice pale beer. Good alcohol level and a little bit hazy, which we like these days. Not overly hazy. It looks like a good beer.
Yeah. No, I'm not. You know me. I'm not huge on hazy.
Yeah.
This, I didn't even think it was hazy until you just mentioned it.
Yeah. See, that's how
this is good, Ben.
So we're making progress.
Yeah. Now to get Steve Jackson
with a cranky
flowers.
Old guy. Yeah. Yeah. Man, maybe. So
yeah. No, it's a fabulous beer.
All right,
yeah.
And Ben, it's available?
It's at both our brew pubs,
yeah.
Windsor, Santa Rosa. Should have it for another week, 10 days before we run out.
It's okay.
Going really well.
And it all goes back to the fund that Sierra Nevada started.
Absolutely.
For the Butte fire victims.
Yep, absolutely.
It's a cool thing you do, as always, my friend.
Well. So you have to have a 501c3 nonprofit to be able to put that money towards that. What did Sierra use?
Sierra had a local nonprofit already lined up that they work with on a regular basis.
Because it takes a long time to do one.
That part was easy for Sierra. They had it already lined
up. Yeah, I bet it. Give my love to Natalie, and hopefully she'll feel better soon.
I will.
Vinny, always a pleasure, man.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Mark Carpenter, God bless you. Happy New Year.
And to you, sir.
And Herlinda, Happy New Year. God
Happy
bless
New
you.
Year.
We'll see you all next Thursday.
Right on.
Yeah.
And, sir?
Yes, sir. From Texas. God bless y'all.
It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.